The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with the music lady, Sammy Thompson, about the healing benefits of harp music. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based, practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week is some very interesting information about stress. And I'm sure that we all know that to a certain extent, stress is a very known danger to our health, and yet laughter can actually minimize the effects of even the most stressful situations. So let's talk about why laughing is good. Did you know that it can lower levels of stress hormones, increase good natural feel-good chemicals called endorphins in our body, reduce blood pressure? Laughing can even clean old air from the lungs and allow fresh air to replace it. Laughter exercises muscles, nerves, and organs of our torsos. If we belly laughed for an hour, we could laugh away 500 calories. Wow, that would be a marathon. Laughing helps us to experience the relaxed muscle tension after we laugh. And finally, laughing restores a full and flowing breathing pattern. So knock away that stress, give a little laughter a kick, talk to someone who always makes you laugh, or adopt an attitude of playfulness. Wash away that stress. Very wise information for us all. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Sammy Thompson, the music lady, is an incredible talent. She's a born musician. She, for years, has played the piano professionally and sung. She's a composer, an internationally known performer and recording artist. In her career, she has mastered the harp and calls it musical massage. When I met her, she was focused on developing the healing qualities of her music by playing the harp at the bedside of sick patients, I believe hospice to be exact, to encourage their emotional and spiritual healing. And there's a really neat line from an Arthur Lee song that Sammy's music clearly exemplifies, and that line is, "With your heart in heaven and your feet upon the ground." Her music's like that. It's earthy and ethereal at the same time. And maybe that is how it heals. Welcome, Sammy Thompson, to Your Holistic Health.
Well, hi, Dr. Kathy, and thank you so much for inviting me to be your guest. I really appreciate being here and having the opportunity to talk about music and its amazing healing properties.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I met you, you were playing the harp and you're still playing that harp. Why did you choose that instrument, given your incredible many talents?
Well, I did not choose the harp. I was, in the beginning, a reluctant harp player. I had just was in the process of graduating from the Music for Healing and Transition program to become a certified music practitioner to do this bedside music in hospitals and all kinds of healthcare facilities. And someone brought me a harp to play when we had our evening jam session. And I noodled around with it. I've always thought I could play just about anything if I tried, and have been mostly successful with that. But the next day after this fun evening, we had a couple of hours of playing simple little things because I was with other fledgling musicians who, weren't acquainted either with the harp or with music. So we did simple things like Mary Had a Little Lamb, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and things that could be played without music. But the next day, this incredible energy came over me to get a harp. And my certification was on keyboard and voice, since you can't drag a piano around the hospital. I had a portable keyboard. And this this energy was just something that would not go away. And I was still in that time plea bargaining with God, saying, I really don't want to do this. I have to go out and create create an opening for work in this field when practically no one in the healthcare industry seems to know anything about it. And it was a recessive economy. But anyway, the energy wouldn't go away. So I said, well, if you want me to play one, I'm going to have to rent one because I certainly don't have any funds to buy one. And there were three places in the greater Seattle area that had harps for rent, and each one said, well, we'll have to put you on a waiting list. It'll be 2 or 3 months. And I thought, yay, that'll give me time to get this new business started, and then I can incorporate a new instrument. But within a week, they all called me back and offered me a harp.
Well, I think that's the Holy Spirit for you. How about it?
No kidding.
And to that end, we just have a little surprise for you, Sammy. We've got a couple of your CDs keyed up, and producer Bill is ready to play one. And for our listeners' pleasure and yours as well, here is Ballet of the Birds. As we continue to enjoy that lovely piece, I want to talk about music's biblical role and share with our listeners a little bit of scripture. It seems as though music has been demonstrated in scripture to be both a gift or a blessing from God, and it's through that gift that we can praise and give Him thanksgiving as well as express our emotions. And that's from the most profound sorrow to the most exhilarating joy. What an incredible breadth of presence. Music has been proven to be a powerful agent, and it's intended to be used responsibly. And it can stir up and charge the hearer with a vitality which in some cases was previously lacking. Do you agree with all of that? Do you believe that, again, that the Holy Spirit is in your music and is present in musicians as they compose and as they play?
I believe that's true for many, many musicians, and probably to some degree all of them. I believe music is divinely inspired. When I say I wrote a piece, I know it wasn't really me that wrote it. I didn't sit down and try to figure out how to write a song. The music, when I got the harp, and as an example, and brought it into my home, when I first began to play it, new music came, and I didn't even know how to play the harp, really, but it came, and it opened my heart to such a degree that I felt like I was connected with something so deeply spiritual. I'm almost overcome, even now, as I touch on that transforming moment, my whole life changed. The type of music I was composing before is totally different than this music that was coming through, especially for healing people. And to answer your question more specifically, years ago when I was teaching music at a correctional facility in Hawaii, I got from the Honolulu Library a video series called The Music of Man, and it was produced by the Canadian Broadcasting Company. I believe Vladimir Horowitz was the narrator and heavily involved in the production of this. And according to this series, music was first, came with man's, early man's greeting of the sun to thank, the sun was thought to be God, to sing sounds of thanksgiving and praise. And it's been with us throughout civilization on this planet. The songs were always songs of thanksgiving and praise for centuries before music became what would be called popular music. So, yes, I think the Holy Spirit is everything.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge and begin, you know, all good things have come from the Lord, and those talents are not coincidental, Sammy, and your gifts and your journey. It puts goosebumps on my arms to hear it, even though I knew your story and I've heard it many times. I still, to this day, I'm blessed, and I'm hoping our listeners are blessed by your story because you were called. Here's Psalm 33:1-4. Let's talk about scripture and then we'll go into break. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. So even in Psalms, we can see that the harp has a very central role in the music in this section dealing with praise and thanksgiving, and frankly, all throughout the Bible. Isn't it fascinating that you would be called to that instrument?
Well, there's a brief story about years ago, years before the harp came into my life, I was asked to write a piece of music for a spiritual seminar that was happening, and I started hearing this melody in my head, and it came as the sound of the harp. And I thought, oh, cool! I have a harp setting on my keyboard, and the song is called "Temple of the Heart," and it talks about how God's love is in the heart and opening the heart and embracing this fully. And it didn't occur to me until years later, after I started playing the harp, that that particular song years before that was kind of giving me an insight, you know, like a precursor of what was to come, and I had no idea.
I got more chills. And
the Belly of the Birds that you played a snip of, that was recorded live at the Ocean. There's a whole story on my website that goes with that. But that was an improvisation to the birds that were at the Ocean that day, because when we set up to record, I lived by the ocean much of my life. I grew up there as a child, and I had never even heard of wind dancers. But hundreds of birds came just as we were starting to record, and they were doing this incredible thing of flying low over the ocean waves and then flying up into the air and making incredible formations. And I didn't know how they even, I know all God's creatures are connected, but I didn't know how they knew to do that and how they could make something that looked like a tree and then regroup and fly a few hundred yards and go up and make something that looked like a fountain, or then do another one that looked like fireworks. I felt, and the recording engineer that was with me, we knew we were getting a special blessing to start this project. And so this song came, Ballet of the Birds, as a song of thanks and gratitude for the gift that they gave us.
We're going to enjoy another one of your wonderful CDs of your heart music after the break, Sammy, so stay with us. And if you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with the music lady, Sammy Thompson, about the healing benefits of harp music. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Sammy Thompson, the music lady and the harp lady, about the healing benefits of lovely harp music. And Sammy, we've got, as I mentioned before break, another one of your selections, and I'm looking at producer Bill, and when he gives me the cue, we're going to play Love is the Word.
Aww.
So, Sammy, I'm sure there's a wonderful story to this tune as well, but I want to focus a bit on your ministry in terms of helping to heal and comfort hospice patients at the bedside and how you've used your talents and the harp to bless those patients. Tell us about that.
Well, it was kind of an interesting segue from being playing piano and singing in nightclubs and on ships and things to go to bedside music, but it was such an immediately sacred aspect of, it was like putting everything I had ever done in my whole life together and adding an amazing plus factor to be able to play a piece of music for someone and watch their pain and stress and discomfort melt away, to have, you know, there's not many jobs in life where you get instant gratification or it's not that you're looking for praise, but to see that what you do makes a difference. And I think many people don't get to see that in their lives. And I have had about 10,000 bedside applications of this new therapeutic music with patients and been blessed to see them go from writhing in pain and agony to making a peaceful transition to the other side within a very few minutes. Just dramatic results with what music can do. Music that's created especially for healing or played with a healing intent or just played as an open vehicle for spirit, which is basically what I do. The training to know what to play and how to play is very important because not all music is healing and not all patients like the same kind of music. So one has to have a really close connection with spirit to be able to get the inner guidance as to what is specifically right for each patient in each moment.
I have this beautiful picture in my mind of you with your loving fingertips on the harp and your feet planted on the earth, as we mentioned at the beginning of the hour tonight, And as that soul leaves this earth and moves into heaven, for our believers, we see that soul or feel that soul or both greeted by the loving arms of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of the angels playing harps in heaven. Isn't that an amazing picture?
It is, and I've experienced some things that are quite similar to that, and people who have been in the room where I've been playing when the transition has taken place, or even just in regular sessions, tell me they have seen angels and they have seen spiritual beings present in the room. It's just, you know, words are rather inadequate sometimes. But the music, the wonderful thing about music is, now I appreciate all of the healing arts that there are, the comfort therapies that there are, but to my experience, music is the only thing that helps everyone at the same time. It not only for the patient, but for the staff working, any visitors, friends, or relatives that are there. Music has the power to transform the energy of stress and worry and heartache to spiritualize it. And that's why it can be called healing music. It doesn't create miracles like Jesus did in that sense of bringing back people from the other side. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to create the spiritual environment so that whatever needs to happen for that person can happen.
I see what you're doing as something that sort of simplifies the chaos or the disorder of life and brings it down to a place of stillness, if you will, almost in a meditative fashion, to allow the still small voice within each of us, the Holy Spirit's words, to be revealed and to be able to acknowledge those words. And to me, I'm a fellow musician, as you know. I play the pipe organ, and it's not unlike what I believe I get to experience, that privileged time with Jesus in me and the harp in you, if you will, to feel the face of God, to touch the hem of his robe, to have a glimpse of heaven right at the door. Do you agree?
I do agree. I've had so many times, like the first time when I was playing the harp after I brought it into my house after renting it, that it's like my heart was ripped open and the tears flowed from a place I don't know. And that has happened from time to time as I've played for patients, as this incredible spiritual love comes through. Oh my gosh, I'm getting all choked up. And I wonder, who is this beautiful soul that God loves so much? Because I know God loves every soul, every one of us, but there are some times when the flow of unconditional love comes through so strongly that the tears just flow down my cheeks as I'm playing. And it's got to be a gift from God. It's for everyone that happens to be there at the time.
Sammy, you're such a gentle soul. The moments of our show are drawing to a close, and I want to make sure that our listeners know how to find you and get more information about your incredible talents and your ministry. Tell us where they can go.
Well, I have a website, www.musiclady.net, and I'm on Facebook. I don't know why I'm laughing. It just seems kind of funny to me. But those are two places where people can get information. There's probably more information on my website than anybody would ever want to know, but I also have I have video clips on there. I've even had some things on YouTube. It's one of the funny things that happens in my life. I was thinking for a couple of years, gee, I should get one of these clips up on YouTube, and then I found out that somebody had put one up and had been up for several years, and I didn't even know about it.
How about that? I'm just so curious. How many strings does that harp have? I know you've got several harps, but the one, the smallest one that you play, how many strings?
30, 31 strings is a good range. That's a lighter weight harp, one that can be easily transported and carried around to bedsides. The one I use for recording has 34 strings. And then I have one that's 30, one that's 31, and a baby one that is eventually going to go to a young student, I hope. That's about 22 strings.
Mm. And when the Bible talks about a lyre and a 10-stringed instrument, is that the difference between a lyre and a harp, the number of strings, or is there something else?
It's something else, because harps come in all sizes, and each instrument is unique to itself in the way it's constructed. The shape of the wood, the type of wood, the number of strings, they all produce different sounds. And the sound, you know, it's all about the vibrations, the sound. There's a story about, I think it was a student of Pythagoras that was coming home from class one day, and he saw a young man about to set fire to a house because the people who lived in it was the girlfriend who had jilted him and her family. And so he pulled out his instrument and played one chord, just one chord, and the vibrations of that music affected the man who was about to set fire and totally transformed the situation.
That's a really excellent testimony, once again, to that power that we talked about earlier, and how music can move emotions in a way that words cannot. It's incredible.
And it can be instantaneous. I've played for, a big burly truck driver guy one time who was dealing with cancer, and at the first sound of the harp, he burst into tears. Mm. And I asked him if I should stop, and he said, oh no, continue. But, I mean, it's the sound. And each instrument has its own sound. And I also believe that the sound is affected by the player, by the intent and consciousness of the player.
Sammy, I agree wholeheartedly. And my dear, we are all out of time. So I want to thank you again so much, Sammy Thompson, the music lady, for being with us tonight and for allowing us to enjoy your lovely harp music.
Well, thank you, Kathy. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and it's an honor to have an opportunity to let people know about how powerful music is. And I heard people say, well, they have no musical ability, but everybody can hum or whistle or sing a little tune, and even those little things that we can do help us to find laughter and joy and change stress. Relieve stress by doing something simple, like humming a little song.
Thank you again, Sammy.
Thank you.
I'd like to wrap up our show with the quote of the week, and it's from William Perkey, and it's about dancing. I quote, "You've got to dance like there's nobody watching. Love like you'll never be hurt. Sing like there's nobody listening. And live like it's heaven on earth," end quote. Thanks again to Sammy Thompson, the music lady, for bringing her harp music into our homes tonight. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum. You are invited to my website online at RX Integrative Solutions for a library of health-related articles written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Dr. Debbie Metz from the Cincinnati Waterworks talking to us about healthy water on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.